20 seconds to go. Callum, have you enjoyed your wee spell and match commentary this afternoon?
Well, I've enjoyed it, Michael. Yep, obviously I'd rather be out there, but it's, yeah, I've enjoyed it. Hopefully Startle can get some food for half time for us.
No, you've got no chance of that, mate. I've been trying all season and he's failed miserably. He just sits there with that face of that innocent looking face of his and knowing that there's no food coming. And it's, if you're looking for George to do something, forget it. No injury time played. Half time whistle goes. It's Rangers 1, Thistle 0. A goal in the 38th minute from Kenny Miller across from Tavernier after a good flowing move involving four or five passes. So Tavernier's cross headed in by Miller across to Tierney. Tierney had a couple of saves, one from a header from a corner, a brilliant save. At the other end, best chance Thistle had, a move in the very first minute, just couldn't pick out Aziz after great footwork. And then in the very last couple of minutes, Ryan Edwards almost creating a chance, but from a very tight angle, he was unable to get it past the goalkeeper who got a hand to it. Callum, your thoughts on the first half? Thistle were disappointed to be down. They'll feel they've probably done enough to be on level terms.
Yeah, it's been a very even first half. I think, I don't think both teams have really got themselves going with a lot of passing and flowing moves. So it's been a bit of a scrappy game. And unfortunately, Rangers, to be fair, a good move, and it was a good goal from their point of view. But hopefully we can stay in the game second half and nick a point at least. I think we've definitely shown flashes, and as I said, keep getting the ball to David Amu, who's had a good game so far, and hopefully he can keep causing some problems.
Callum, it's been a pleasure. I don't know if you're leaving us or you're going to just swap seats with Sean or just swap headphones with Sean, but it's time to say goodbye. And as I say, get yourself back fit and swap over for a commentator's box for the pitch ASAP.
Thank you, Michael. See you. Cheers.
That's Callum Booth then, who's been our first half guest. Change of plans this afternoon, as we say, Raymond, a few wee family issues to deal with. So Callum Booth has left. Sean Welsh has joined me. Sean, just to sort of what we were talking about with Callum, it's disappointing to be 1-0 down, but very much still in this game.
Yeah, very much so, Michael. It was kind of a tight game, very cagey to start, very scrappy, and there was not a lot of good play in the first 20 minutes. Rangers kind of stepped up a gear and started to control the game slightly, but we're definitely still in this game.
A lot of it's coming down the right-hand side. Amuz, you feel, has got the chance to get the better of Bierman nearly every time he gets the ball, but we, Stevie Lawless on the left, will feel if we could just give him a little bit more of a feeding of the ball, he can make things tick on that side as well. So we just need to keep trying to get the wide men into the game as much as possible.
Yeah, I think so. Obviously David's, you've seen already on the touchline here, he's got the beating of the young lad at fullback. The young lad's been good going forward for Rangers, but David's beat him three or four times easily going at him. So if we can get David on the ball again, he'll definitely get any good dangerous areas for us. And I'm sure Lawless can catch Tavernier on the wrong side, because Tavernier's, you now see, bombing on it every attempt. So Lawless hopefully can get on the other side of that and hopefully get him into the game a wee bit more.
If Thistle do opt to resort to the bench, not a great deal of experience, but Erskine and Lawless are not exactly two bad players to bring on that are of the experience category. And then you've got your four youngsters. McCarthy's come in and done exceptionally well. Nisbet's got a very different type of threat to even Addy or Chris, so there's still options for the manager to look at. I don't think he'll be rushing into anything at half time, will he?
No, I don't think so. He'll be saying to the lads, keep it going, try and get David and Stevie on the ball a wee bit more, and Ryan as well. Ryan's not had a lot of the ball in that area, so he'll give the lads 15-20 minutes definitely to try and get us back into this game. But as you say, we've got Erskine and Doolan on the bench.
The biggest question was going to be about Danny Devine playing in the middle of the park, and he's maybe not exactly been skillful on the ball, not that we would have expected him, but he's served a purpose. He's tried to break up things in the middle of the park and just try and move things along with slow little passes, just to try and keep it moving, isn't he?
Yeah, it's obviously not natural for him playing in there, but he is good in the ball, so he can take care of it when he gets it. And obviously he's a centre half, so he'll put a few tackles in there and break up the play, which you miss when Big Abs isn't in that team.
So that's today's game, which has reached half time. Excuse me, it's a wee cough there. We'll talk about the news of the week, Sean, now. Tuesday morning, I think, by reading the report, Scott Patterson got you all together and said new training academy, £4 million being spent on it. And he did say a few of you fell over in shock. Maybe that's a slight exaggeration, but I think that must have come as a bit of a surprise to you all.
Yeah, I wasn't actually there when Scotty told the boys it was on the training pitch, so unfortunately I missed that. But I think everyone's surprised at that news. It's a massive thing for the club. £4 million, obviously a huge investment, and you've got to thank the Weir family for that, but it'll be a massive difference for the club having a base and being able to do what they want instead of trekking all over Glasgow trying to get training when the weather's not right, and etc.
And it's not just going to be about the first team, it's going to be about the development team, the academy teams, the women's team. It's a base that will give you guys much more time to spend on the training ground, but at the same time, what an attraction, what a draw for potential new signings for the club.
Yeah, and I think manager said it during the week, and I've seen that, and I definitely agree to it. It could be the difference between swaying a few players coming to this team over teams with the same budget in the league, and it's massive for the club, having everyone together as a club, all the teams, from young to old, and the women's team as well, gives the boys a place to do extra work when they want to, and it's honestly a massive achievement for the club to be building that.
Absolutely, it may be 2 years away, but once you see the site chosen and the first brick put down, you'll get a little bit of an excitement about it, and it'll be with you before you know it, won't it?
Yeah, well, that's it. Once you get the site and then they get building, it'll become real, and I think their plans are to get it done as quickly as possible. So once they get that site and they get going, it will be here before you know it, and I'm sure the gaffer will be dying to get it.
I'm sure. I was speaking to you a few weeks ago and we talked about the perception of Partick Thistle as a club over the last 5-6 years and how it's shot up, and this will make it shoot up even higher, won't it?
Yeah, definitely. We're now cementing our place as an SPL club, and that just does even more so by having a training ground. We'll be one of only 3 or 4 teams in the league that will have one, and we're now a top 6 club this season, and hopefully that's where we can just go and build on that as a club.
Absolutely. Let's look at you and the injury, and you're obviously free of boots and all sorts. What's the latest state of play?
I'm still in the gym at the moment, just building up the strength in the calf and the foot. I'm hoping to get outside jogging with the physio this week. So it's going not too bad. A few days behind where I wanted to be at the stage, but you always get that with injuries. You get frustrated at times, but everything seems to be going well, and hopefully if I can get outside jogging this week, then shouldn't be too long away from hopefully getting back training with the boys.
And given you haven't played for that period of time, does that require, do you lose much fitness, or can you just pick that up in a few days, or do you need a wee bit longer?
Well, it's been 8 weeks now since I've done any cardio stuff outside, fitness wise, so I will have lost a bit of fitness, but naturally I'm quite fit, so I'm sure 10 days, 2 weeks max with the physio, and I'll pick that up fairly quickly, and then once you get back training, you just pick that up.
And obviously you would like to get back in before the end of the season to play in some of those big games, but there's still the small matter of contracts to be sorted out. Has there been any development in that, or are you still waiting for the conversation to come?
I think Gaff and my agent have had a wee conversation. I'll leave it with them. I'm just concentrating on getting fit, and I want to get back and play a few games before the end of the season. So definitely getting back will help me in that situation as well, but I'm sure the Gaffer and my agent will sort that out, and they'll see where we get with that.
Again, as I said before, it's a club that you really want to be at the moment. Everything about it is very positive, and the fact is now that it's difficult to say actually what this top six means, it really has given us a base and a knowledge that a lot of people really are seeing Thistle in a very different light.
Yeah, everyone's seen us in a new light now. Everyone used to see us as a small club that are punching above our weight, but getting that top six, and you see how strong a squad we've got as well. We're definitely a club on the up.
And again, we've talked about it before, but the bulk of this season's squad are with us next year, so there isn't much tinkering to be done. 3-4 maybe players to come in, and I'm sure the gaffer will be well aware of what areas he wants to look at.
Yeah, you say that most of the squad signed up, and I said again, we've got a really strong squad here. The gaffer will already be looking for targets to the positions that he wants to strengthen. I don't think there's not massive changes needed. That 3 or 4 players probably to come in and add a bit of strength to the squad and a bit more competition.
It would be good if that could be achieved. Again, we look at the bench. We've talked about the 4 academy kids, and perhaps 1 or 2 of them are there out of necessity, but a couple of them are there out of desire and having done well for the development team. And when you think you've got 2 or 3 of the boys out on loan as well, and young Penrice in particular seems to have done exceptionally well at East Fife, I think he's been winning a lot of their Man of the Match awards, you just get the impression that you know, this Thistle squad is going to grow, not just as a team, but they're going to grow as a family unit. You know, it's going to be a lot of togetherness everybody that's there.
That's it. When you keep the squad together and you give the boys a chance to bond and improve year on year, then that's what you'll get. And I think you said there, the young lads on the bench definitely merit it. They've been great this year, especially for the reserves. Kevin had a spell out on loan. I think it probably helped his development, and he'll be eager to get a few minutes before the end of the season. I'm sure the gaffer will be eager to get him some minutes as well. And young Andy done great in his full debut at Parkhead, and he'll be looking to get a few more minutes as well.
One thing I haven't touched on, and as we get towards the end of the first half, I'll touch upon it with yourself. The training academy has done a lot of things. It's brought a lot of profile on Thistle. That's good in some ways, but it brings a lot of attention to your manager, to your players, in other ways. Does the training academy in some sort of way help to keep Alan Archibald as Thistle manager a little bit longer, do you think?
Well, you would think so, yeah. Obviously, he'll be eager to get involved in the training centre and put on his stamp and what he would like there. But obviously, with the gaffer doing such a great job here on such a tight budget and such so-called small club getting us top six, teams will start maybe looking at the gaffer. So hopefully, the club aiming to get bigger and doing these things hopefully can persuade the gaffer to stay about.
I know that. In the past, we've lost a lot of players with the fact that their contract's up and we've tried to keep them and they've moved on elsewhere. Now we've got, and I'm using Liam as a prime example, he's signed with a further 2 years of his contract left. I don't know whether he's going to be with us next year simply because he's doing so well that bigger clubs, especially down south, are now looking at Liam with a view to improving his lot. And if you can get into a scenario where the club is doing that all the time, again, it helps with the recruitment of players at first team level, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, that gives the gaffer more of a budget if the club do go on to sell Liam. But it's good business. The gaffer's brought Liam through. He's seen for as soon as he was the manager that Liam had the credits to get into the team. And Liam's done superb this season, especially. He's kicked on massively. And as you say, a lot of the big clubs down in England look to Scotland to steal the youngsters because they think they get them for cheap. And when Liam's done as well as he has, teams will definitely be watching and interested.
I think he's also the type of person that will choose his club wisely, and he won't just jump at the first offer. I know the financial rewards are great, but you want a long-term gain. You don't want a short-term gain. And I look at young Jack Hendry, who left here after having had a short spell at first team and did ever so well, but you know, perhaps he was one that needed to spend a bit more time at first team level before moving down, and you see it's affected.
Yeah, well, that's it. Game. Liam's obviously been playing first team in a good league in the SPL for two solid years now. He doesn't want to go down south to a big club and sit and play 20-23s or whatever it is they play down there. He wants to go and continue his development in a first team in a league down south. So if he does move, no saying he definitely will, but he's had a great season. I'm sure teams will be interested in him. I'm sure he'll have to pick the team wisely so that he knows that he's going to get game time when he moves on, if he does.
Absolutely, and the amazing thing for me is how he has not had a cap at senior level, or more especially at under 21 level. It just defies logic for me.
Yeah, I'm very surprised he didn't get a 21 scholar. He fully deserved that. He's been playing first team in the SPL for 2 years now, and there's boys playing in his position that weren't actually playing first team and they were playing youth team, so it is surprising. But if Liam keeps doing what he's doing at the moment and keep putting performances in the pitch, and this time will come.
Absolutely, just about ready for the teams to emerge for the second half. So let's return to today's game, Sean. And by looking out and seeing all the subs still out warming up, we can anticipate no changes. Do you anticipate any change to shape? Do you see Danny staying midfield, or do you think he might look to try and move him back into midfield? The downside of that would be David Amu would have to go slightly more central, and he's causing a lot of mayhem down on the wing.
Yeah, well, that's it. I'm not sure. The gaffer might want to go back to 3-5-2 because he does like to change it when it's not going particularly well, but David is causing a massive threat out here, so he'll be in two minds whether to change it or not, and it'll be interesting to see what he is going to do.
Absolutely. As I say, Chris Doolan and Chris Erskine on the bench, neither of whom have done much training this week. I think they've only had one day each on the training camp, or a couple of days in Chris Erskine's case, but I think they were expecting Chris Doolan not to even be featuring today, but he's made it onto the bench. Thistle back out onto the field, and as I said, no changes from the Thistle side. Rangers are bringing on Joe Dodu. Obviously, he's got a good record against Thistle with these two goals. It's not Kenny Miller going off, sadly, because he's the only Rangers player on the pitch. Imagine it'd be Waghorn or Mackay that would be departing the scene.
Yeah, it looks like Waghorn, it's going to be Mackay, because I can't see him coming back out. I could see for the first half their manager was getting a bit frustrated with him, and the fans were kind of on his back a little as well, so it's no surprise to see that, to be honest.
Again,